Now to a different set of numbers, the ones that could have a lot to say about who becomes the Democratic nominee for president. Fundraising numbers have just been released for February, and on the Democratic side, Barack Obama outraised Hillary Clinton with a record-setting $55 million. Senator Clinton collected $35 million. NPR News analyst Juan Williams joins me now. Hi, Juan.
How are you, Anthony?
Well, thanks. Both Obama and Clinton are raising huge amounts of money, but Obama keeps outpacing Clinton. What do you make of this?
Well, two things. One is Barack Obama is really reinventing fundraising at this point. We've never seen anything like it. The dynamics are so unique. Most of his money is coming online, and most of it's coming in very low dollar amounts. It's not maximum contribution. So it's not a matter of going to people who have deep pockets and who have contributed before. It's bringing new people to the party. The second thing to be said is both of these candidates are really doing so well. If Barack Obama is making history by raising more money than any nominee has ever raised, Republican or Democrat, the number two person is Hillary Clinton. She's doing phenomenally well. Also, really a sign of the intensity of this contest and how much this campaign means to Democrats.
Hmm. Wasn't Obama at one point pledging to accept public campaign funding and abide by those spending limits? What happened to that?
Oh, boy, you raise a difficult one here, because if there is, you know, for all of his idealism, and part of it was the image of Barack Obama as the reformer, as the different kind of politician. And he said that if his opponents agreed to public financing for the campaign, he would adhere to that standard. Now, given his success at raising money, Anthony, he's saying, no, I don't think he's looking for every way to possibly to get out of it. Hmm. And so is John McCain, who captured the Republican nomination this week. And again, you know, McCain from McCain-Feingold and all his efforts at campaign finance reform. It's just unbelievable that these two guys, who really have been the paragons of saying something's wrong with a political system that's driven by big money and lobbyists, now turn tail the minute that they are the ones who are the candidates.
Very interesting. Well, you brought up John McCain. We have a little mashup of tape from John McCain's speech on Tuesday, right after he clinched the Republican nomination. I want you to listen to this and tell me what you think. Let's play it.
I have never believed I was destined to be president. Presidential candidates are judged on their record, their character. The next president must explain how he or she intends to bring that war to the swiftest possible conclusion. The next president must lead an effort to restructure our military, our intelligence, our diplomacy. The next president of the United States must encourage the greater participation and cooperation of our allies in the fight against Al-Qaeda and the Taliban in Afghanistan.
And the guy there, Juan, who wants to be the next president, a lot of talk about the military, the war. Is that the right tone for McCain to take at this point?
The idea is that the key narrative to the November election, Anthony, will be the war in Iraq. And John McCain is going to defend President Bush on the war in Iraq, and he's going to defend going in there. But you notice in that, what you call that mashup so eloquently, he keeps talking about the next president. Mm. And in that way, he's distancing himself from President Bush. He's talking about what the next president needs to do. He needs to encourage greater participation with the allies. The next president needs to restructure our military. Well, if that's not a criticism of President Bush, what is it? But he has to, John McCain has to distance himself from President Bush, even in a week in which he was at the White House being embraced by President Bush.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see him back at the Rose Garden anytime soon.
It was kind of funny when McCain said that thing about the president has such a heavy schedule. I'm not sure how often he'll be out on the campaign trail. Don't look for it too often, Anthony.
You know, in one sense, McCain's sitting in the catbird seat now. He can sit back, he can raise money, and he can watch the Democrats sort of pummel each other and bloody each other. On the other hand, this takes him off the radar screen for a really long time. That's sort of a disadvantage for him, isn't it? How does he overcome that?
Well, he's going to try to tell his personal story and have all sorts of heartwarming moments, but you're right. It's just a terrific disadvantage to have the Democrats control the media for the next, potentially for the next 6 months.
NPR News analyst Juan Williams. Thanks, Juan.
You're welcome, Anthony.